Loctite, for the orbital maneuvering systems. Those all explode. Things like that all then took off. And bottom line is, man, their story just doesn't make any sense. It's kind of like a 9/11 whitewash thing, you know, the jet fuel brought down, you know, skyscrapers, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And it just doesn't make any sense. Frankly, my thoughts are this vehicle would have never made it to orbit if it took the so-called hole that they're talking about.
That was my assessment as well. Because
and
I
then,
thought,
on reentry, your hottest point is up around 400,000 feet when you're coming through the plasma. You know, when you see the, I don't know, if you see the cockpit, they'll show the flames coming up over the, you know, the window of the flight deck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the plasma envelope.
Right, the plasma envelope. Well, that's where you would have lost this vehicle if it had that kind of a hole in the leading edge of the wing. You wouldn't have lost it when it, you know, or you wouldn't have seen the data dropouts. So the data dropouts were due to the fire that was coming through the leading edge of the wing at that time was taking out the umbilicals that runs across the leading edge behind the tiles across the front of the leading edge wing, and it goes off to the sensors, the landing gear sensor, your aileron sensors, and they were losing those sensors at about 200 miles or so off of the coast of California. Right about the time that the so-called phenomenal lightning strike, which then there was no clouds in the sky, no nothing like that going on, and it came from the ground, apparently, and we went up into the air. Now, Ron Dittamore, the chief flight director, saw these pictures. I talked to him personally, and he thought it was really weird, didn't really know what it was either. And when I mentioned plasma laser, and here's another, he quit. He within just months after this, he quit. He threw his hands in the air and just said he didn't want anything to do with this, and he's gone, so I don't know where he's at these days.
When did Dittamore quit?
Just a few months after the Columbia accident.
Let me ask you guys to hang on here for a second, folks. Quick break. We'll come right back with our two guests today, Steve and Ted Tweetmeyer. Also, we're talking about NASA, and of course, a forthcoming shuttle launch is in the news and in the works, and we'll speculate on that when we return. Stay with us. Welcome back. The dwindling moments here of hour number three, Frankly Speaking Radio, our Wednesday edition. Welcome back. I'm your host, Frank Whalen. Two guests with us here today, Steve and Ted Tweetmeyer, both with us. We're chatting about NASA, space shuttles, and things of that nature. The number, of course, if you'd like to weigh in with your thoughts, 1-800-313-9443. Let's welcome them both back. Steve, welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with us here today. Ted Tweetmeyer, again, thank you also for all of your time here today. Ted, did you want to comment on what Steve was talking about there and anything that you may have heard from? I know you have quite a few contacts and quite a few places who you probably don't want to mention on the air.
Well, yeah, the point about it being a laser, probably a chemical laser, is certainly a real possibility because they've had very powerful chemical lasers that can put out more than a terawatt, which is a billion watts, for quite a while now. And they've got one they can fly on a, they can put inside of a, either 707, 727 type plane, is about the size. And, you know, what's curious is I was looking through some old videotapes and I had recorded, and you might remember the old In the News, you know, little news segments that ran maybe a minute. I think they're on channel AB, on network ABC, I believe. I happen to have one on tape, probably because I taped something on timer, and it was about the space shuttle. And, you know, and those things were made back in the early 80s, those little in-the-news things, and they showed from a payload bay camera, they were talking about how, you know, the space shuttle robot arm with a camera on the end can be used to look for missing tiles, and it had it pointing forward and over the crew cabin, you could actually see a couple missing tiles. So it's conceivable that it could fly without harm if tiles were missing in the right place, but not missing in the wrong places. You know?
Yeah. Very interesting. Where are we going to be at with our next, you know, space shuttle launches, the future of the space program, and so on and so forth? Because I think we all can agree that the space shuttle, being as old as it is, not the cutting edge portion of technology that NASA has in its possession. I think we can all agree on that. But when we come back, I'd like you both to respond to that. And folks, of course, final hour of the program, final hour of the interview coming up here in just a minute. Stay with us, my friends. More Frankly Speaking Radio when we return.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about guns.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Friends, good morning and welcome to our final hour here of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, airing planet-wide on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Frank Whelan, and very pleased to have you with us here today. My two guests have been with us for a while. In fact, Steve has been with us for quite a while here.